McDonald's responds to the beef about its French fries.
This is a victory for every consumer in this country.
Safety problems clip the wings of a cargo carrier.
For the moment, all of the 37 airplanes flown by Emory Worldwide Air are on the ground.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Faced with lawsuits from vegetarians and protests from Hindus, McDonald's says it will provide more detail on the ingredients in its food so there won't be any misunderstanding. Harish Bharti is an attorney representing vegetarians.
This is a victory for every consumer in this country, and I'm confident the food industry will have to follow suit.
CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano has more.
McDonald's concedes the root of this full disclosure lies in a lawsuit filed by vegetarians over lacing non-meat menu items with flavoring from meat, specifically beef. But beginning today, company spokesman Mike Gordon says they're fessing up about everything.
We're providing information that will detail whether the natural flavor in our core U.S. menu items are either dairy, meat, or vegetable source.
The source of the natural flavoring in the fries and the hash browns is beef, in the fish, vegetable, in the chicken, chicken. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
Now this.
Hi.
Hi.
First time at the candle crate?
Yeah, I need a candle for my girlfriend.
Well, we have over 500. Floral scents, something sweet.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Let's see, pina colada, morning mint, creamy caramel.
Oh, she likes caramel.
It's caramel.
What?
We have caramel candles, not caramel candles.
Just ring me up, okay?
Not till you say it.
I'll take the caramel candle.
Woo, easy there, sassy pants guy.
Everyone knows the best part of a Milky Way. They just don't know how to say it. After all, it's our caramel.
It's caramel.
Ugh, that makes a Milky Way great.
Hi, my family needs some allergy medicine.
Aisle 3.
They've got, you know, itchy eyes, they're sneezing.
Yeah, we got a whole shelf full of stuff.
And they've got this itchy cough.
Yeah, well, that's different. You're going to want Robitussin Allergy and Cough.
Is it new?
Brand new. Robitussin Allergy and Cough takes care of their allergy symptoms and their allergic cough, so it's a more complete allergy medicine.
Well, that's what I want.
Well, that's what you'll get as soon as you get over to aisle 3.
New Robitussin Allergy and Cough from the brand recommended by doctors, pharmacists, and Dr. Mom. Use as directed.
With the government threatening to pull its flight certificate, Emory Worldwide Airlines has agreed to ground its entire fleet of 37 cargo planes. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr tells us FAA inspectors found continuing problems with Emory's maintenance, training, and record keeping.
This is going to be very difficult for Emory to get its flying rights back because the pattern of violations identified by FAA inspectors run well over 100 in total number in the past 18 months. And these are serious violations of things like having the same kind of problem repeatedly reported by pilots and having that problem go uncorrected.
Emory plans to keep operating with charter planes. Ford has agreed to settle a lawsuit that claimed a faulty electronic part can cause its vehicles to stall on the road. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker explains.
Ford's big headache comes from a thick film ignition module. Critics say it overheats, causing the engines in 11 different models to stall out. That's an estimated 22 million cars and trucks built between 1983 and 95. Under the plan, Ford would extend the warranty and reimburse car owners who've already replaced the system. Still, in a statement released today, Ford acknowledged a settlement is in the works, but insisted its cars are as safe or safer than other vehicles.
The battle between Ford and Firestone broke out in a McAllen, Texas courtroom today as the first lawsuit blaming a tire defect for a rollover accident went to trial. In his opening statement, the lawyer for Bridgestone Firestone said he'd show that tread separation could not have caused the crash. He blames the vehicle, a Ford Explorer. President Bush played a round of golf today, signed a $5.5 billion farm bill at his Texas ranch, and put Congress on notice that he's not about to compromise on stem cell research. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has that.
On the stem cell issue, the president says he's made his decision and he's sticking to it. And if Congress makes an effort to change it, he's got his veto pen ready.
I'm not going to change my mind. I'm the kind of person that when I make up my mind, I'm not going to change it.
Dismissing criticism from those who say he went too far or not far enough, Mr. Bush says he laid out the policy he thinks is right for America. He feels he took a moral stand against further destruction of human embryos, while at the same time funding research that he says can save lives. Mark Noller, CBS News, with a president in Crawford, Texas.
The president leaves the ranch tomorrow for a trip to Colorado. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Showtime presents a brand new series that's going to take you for the ride of your life.
To the road!
As two best friends experience the freedom, the adventure, and the thrill of life on the open road.
I thought we had a no hitchhikers rule.
He seemed nice enough.
He seemed insane.
Going to California, Thursdays at 10 sharp, Eastern Pacific, only on Showtime.
Showtime is one of 10 great channels in the Showtime Unlimited package. To order, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or log on to SHO.com.
While paramedic Dave McLeod checked the equipment before the day's first call, someone else was online at Realtor.com helping Dave's family search for their first home. Later, as he was racing to his sixth call, someone else was at the bank reviewing Dave's mortgage. And while Dave was helping deliver a healthy set of twins who couldn't wait for the hospital, someone else was delivering his cashier's check to the title company. You've got a life. We let you live it. We're Realtors. Real estate is our life.
The Justice Department has gone public with its report on what went wrong when Los Alamos nuclear scientist Wen-Ho Lee was suspected of spying for China. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has details.
Although parts of the report are heavily blacked out, the findings are clear. The Wen-Ho Lee investigation was bungled from start to finish. First, a, quote, slapdash DOE review fingered Lee as the most logical suspect, while ignoring other potential culprits with access to classified information. And as the expert in counterintelligence, the FBI should have seen the flaws, but instead focused on Lee as well, which the report calls inexplicable. The only bright spot for the two agencies is the finding that Lee was not singled out because of his ethnicity. Stephanie Lambidakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
Fidel Castro turned 75 today. There were no birthday wishes from the State Department, but spokesman Phil Rieker expressed a wish that after 42 years in power, the Cuban leader might soon step down.
We do wish to note that inasmuch as Mr. Castro has reached the mandatory retirement age for dictators.
Castro spent his birthday on a visit to Venezuela. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
How can cancer patients receive the best available treatment and help others? By considering cancer clinical trials together with their physicians. I'm Selma Schimmel with the Cancer News Minute. Clinical trials have changed the face of medicine by providing better and safer treatments as well as prolonging life and improving its quality. In fact, in the last 20 years, clinical trials have led to curing a majority of children's cancers. Cancer clinical trials offer patients the best available treatment or opportunity to receive new, potentially more effective treatments under carefully controlled conditions, which may be covered by Medicare or insurance. The disease that once meant a certain death sentence now boasts nearly 9 million U.S. cancer survivors thanks to improved treatments that will continue to improve through participation in clinical trials. For a copy of a Clinical Trials Newsweek supplement, go to cancernewsminute.org. The Cancer News Minute is produced by Vital Options International and brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb Company.
The Dow off a fraction today, the Nasdaq up 25. They celebrated Lefty Pride in Britain today. CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger has the story.
How hard is it to be a lefty in what's largely a right-handed world? Well, to find out, you righties could try writing or using scissors with your left hand. This is Left-Handers Day 2001, and British organizers say it's a celebration of all things that lean left. They say a lot of creative people are southpaws. Paul McCartney, for example, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci. It's estimated that 10% of the world's population is left-handed, which should keep The Simpsons' Ned Flanders in business for years with his specialty shop, The Leftorium.
Oh, indeedly doodly.
Sam Litzinger, CBS News, London.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.